Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. We're talking about the curses this week, so let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll go right back into the teaching on the curses. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I want to thank you for this magnificent owner's manual, the Word of God, the Bible, that tells us everything about our life, tells us how to live, how to die, how to do everything in between the beginning and the end of our life. Lord, I thank you for the Word of God. I thank you that you wrote this book. I thank you to give it to us. And I thank you, Lord, for the revelation you've given to us from your Word so we'll know how to live, what we are to do and what we are not to do. And I praise you and thank you for the privilege, Lord, to be able to study this magnificent book. Reveal it to us as it goes out. In Jesus' name, amen. Now today I'm going to talk about personal sin curses. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 27, he goes into great detail. In fact, when I first began to learn about the curses, this is where I was reading one night in Deuteronomy chapter 27. In Deuteronomy chapter 27, the Lord lists so many personal sin curses there. That's where I just absolutely was amazed. It seems like every verse, in fact, almost in that chapter, not all of them, but many of them, do list the personal sin curses, that if we do these things, what they will bring upon us. Now, the Word of God clearly says, cursed is the man who does not uphold the words of this law by carrying them out and doing them. Now then, there are many types of personal sin curses. Now, I want to list a few of them. Number one, I put this right on top of my list, is idolatry. We worship so many gods beside the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 15, and Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, talk in detail about idolatry. Whatever you do, you don't want to have anything to do with idolatry. Don't worship any idols. If you put anything before the Lord, that's your idol. That could be your wife, your children, your job, or anything else. But be sure and put God first. Another one that gets so many people is listed in Deuteronomy 27:16. And that's dishonoring one's parents. Now, you're supposed to honor your parents all the days of your life, not just when you're a little child at home. You're to honor your mother and your father. If you don't do that, that is a personal sin curse, and it will bring devastating things to your life. Now, defrauding one's neighbor. Now, this is listed in Deuteronomy 27:17. Defrauding your neighbor. And another one this here in Deuteronomy 27:18 is cruelty to a handicapped person. Somebody said, I would never be cruel to a handicapped person. Well, I hope that's true, but there are people out there that that's not true with. They will defraud or harm a person. I think about that time when there was a cruise when we had a group of terrorists come on board the aircraft. On the ship, I started to say aircraft carrier there because I was in the military in the Air Force for 4 years. But these men, these terrorists, took a man in a wheelchair and pushed him over the side and drowned him. Now, I think about what happened to the man that sent them out shortly thereafter. That's back in the days when President Reagan was president of the United States. And President Reagan sent a couple of our high-performance fighters on a tour of that part of the country over there in the Middle East. And this man, whose name was Gaddafi at the time, which was in the news like every day he was doing something in the area of terrorism. Well, after they did this and they attacked that ship and harmed all those people and threw that man over, President Reagan sent a couple of our high-performance fighters over there, and they destroyed his castle, killed some of his children, his help, and done all kinds of things. And after that, you never heard about Gaddafi again. He, far as I know, he's never been in the news again. So, you know, when you do things or perform cruel acts to a handicapped person, it's going to come back to you. Now, it's going to come back to you somehow. So don't do it. And the reason it's going to come back to you is because God said it would in Deuteronomy chapter 27. Now then, oppressing the defenseless. Now then, if you oppress people that are defenseless, they can't help themselves. The Lord says in Deuteronomy 27:19 that he will send a curse upon you for doing that to those people. So the message here is to be good to people. And then here's one in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 21 through 29, that brings many, many, many people in the world today under a curse. And it's fornication. In other words, sex outside of marriage. People think they're getting by with it, but they're not. That's just like here recently. I had a woman, in fact, it was a year ago, last June, I had a woman that when she was 24 years old, she went to bed with a young man out of wedlock. Well, she did not have any idea that a curse was going to come upon her for her disobedience and because of her personal sin. And when she did, she got an incurable venereal disease that had tormented her for 30 years. She's now 55, but a year ago in June, this woman came to my healing school, learned what brought that demon on her. She repented and told the Lord how sorry she was for going to bed with that young man out of wedlock. She repented, and after she repented, then I took Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, and drove the evil spirit from her and laid my hands on her, just like the Word of God says, and she will get well. And the King, Jesus, he instantly healed that woman standing there in my healing school. She is so grateful to the Lord for completely healing her. I asked her the other day, I said, now, you know, if you had have known about the curses, would you have had a second thought before you went to bed with that boy out of wedlock? She said, absolutely not. I would have had no thought. She said, that would have never been in my mind. She said, I would have never even given a thought about it. She said, it wouldn't have been no second thought. She said, but I absolutely had no idea that when I was going to sin with that boy in a sexual way out of wedlock, that I was going to get an incurable demon and he was going to torment me for 30 years. She said, it is so bad to think that I suffered for 30 years. And she said, now then, praise God, I am completely free and delivered. But the Word of God is true. It doesn't make it who you are, what you've done, good or bad. The curse can't come upon you undeserved, and the blessings can't come upon you undeserved. You have to get it either from breaking or being obedient to God's law. So fornication, it's clearly laid out there. It says in Deuteronomy 27 that fornication will bring a curse upon you. And then it says incest in Deuteronomy 27, 22, 23, and 29 in Deuteronomy chapter 27. Incest, that means sex within the family. So if a father or an uncle or whatever has sex with one of his daughters or granddaughters, he's going to bring a curse upon that family. Another thing that will cause people to be under a curse is clearly laid out in Deuteronomy 27:21. It says anybody that has sex with an animal. Now, some people will say, well, my goodness gracious, I would never have sex with an animal. But I know several people in my life that have done that, that have had sex with an animal. I know both men and women that have had sex with animals. It's amazing what people do, and they do not understand that they're bringing a curse upon them to torment them all the days of their life until they repent and change from their wicked ways. People will say, do you believe that homosexuality is caused by sin? Well, absolutely. I mean, is a result of sin. Of course, when people sin in that realm, they bring a curse upon them, and it brings AIDS and all kinds of things. They don't get by with nothing. Now then, if somebody can get through to them before they die, they can repent, they can change from their wicked ways, they can become a born-again Christian, and they can get set free, and they can go to heaven when they die. So, because right after adultery there, in Deuteronomy 22, and in Numbers 5 and Leviticus 20, homosexual relationships is clearly listed in Leviticus chapter 20 and Genesis chapter 19. So there he's clearly saying that if a man lies with a man as with a woman, he will be under a curse. And that's why homosexuality has wiped, the people that commit homosexual acts, as well as lesbians and all others, those sins have absolutely opened a door to the hordes of hell, the demons, and they've come in to kill these people with all kinds of incurable diseases. You don't get by with nothing on this earth. I don't care who you are. Now then, in other words, here's one in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 18, that will bring lots of men and women under a curse that's married. Well, whenever people learn this, they change the way they do business. This says here in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 18, that if a man has sex with his wife during her menstruation period, if he does that, it will bring a curse upon them. He is not to have sex with his wife during the time that her blood is flowing. This is clearly laid out. This is exactly what God says in His Word. So if you're a woman or you're a man, make sure that you do not break this commandment, because what it will bring a curse upon you. Now then, is some other things that makes you wonder, but I guess people do all kinds of things. It says in Leviticus chapter 20, it says there that if a man marries a woman and her mother, they'll be under a curse. Well, today we don't think about marrying two people, but there are places in the world where people do that. And then another thing it says in Deuteronomy 22, there, it says rape. If you rape someone, you're going to be under a curse. And then in Deuteronomy 23, verse 2, it says children conceived out of wedlock are under a curse. So as you look at what's going on in America today, you wonder why America is in the shape she's in. Well, I'm telling you, I have your answer, and it is disobedience to God's word. So people need to change, they need to repent, and they need to start serving the living God. I'd be happy to send you audio and videotapes of these teachings in their entirety if you will just call me at 940-242-2106. Also, like to invite you out to our church where we teach all these kind of things on a regular basis. We have church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We would love to have you come and be with us and praise the Lord Jesus.